This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, expect clear skies and comfortable temperatures across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a great day for being outside if you're in the area. Here are today's headlines. First, cats. Israel waiting for U.S. green light to strike Iran as the IDF uncovers a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, a Palestinian teen was shot dead and an Israeli child was lightly hurt in West Bank rock-throwing incidents. The Times of Israel reports this hour. Also this hour, the IDF's home front command guidelines have been extended until Tuesday. This comes from Walla's reporting from earlier today. Separately, Lebanese media reports that former U.S. President Trump is personally involved in negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, as noted in Israel Hayom Hebrew, just under an hour ago. And finally, Hezbollah fired an anti-tank missile at Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. JNS reported this incident earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. From X, the latest. Israel's international news broadcaster, i24news_en, posted a few hours ago discussing Iran's strategy to withstand international pressure by assuming even moderate damage could alarm global powers. Journalist Anshel Pfeffer highlighted earlier that Israel's founding generations understood that wars must have limits, urging current generations to remember this lesson despite recent conflicts. IL Red Alert, known for tracking missile alerts, noted ambassador-level talks between Israel and Lebanon will occur at the White House, with President Donald Trump set to greet both parties. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Katz's remarks, Ynet details that Israel is prepared to strike Iran but is currently awaiting approval from the United States. This comes amid rising tensions with Hezbollah, evidenced by the discovery of a tunnel near Metula. Such developments could heighten regional tensions and impact diplomatic relations. Turning to the West Bank, the Times of Israel reports a violent day with rock-throwing incidents resulting in the death of a Palestinian teen and minor injuries to an Israeli child. The French foreign minister has warned of potential EU sanctions on Israelis linked to violent settler attacks. This could strain Israel's relations with the EU. Meanwhile, Walla reports the extension of IDF Home Front Command guidelines until Tuesday. This follows a recent ceasefire indicating ongoing security concerns. Residents must remain vigilant as the situation develops. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals Trump's personal involvement in Lebanese negotiations. This highlights continued U.S. interest in Middle Eastern affairs and could shape future peace efforts. Finally, JNS reports that the recent anti-tank missile fired by Hezbollah follows an agreed ceasefire. This breach may undermine recent diplomatic progress and escalate military responses from involved parties. Turning to business and markets. First, Ma'ariv Business reports that despite 20% of supply being affected, the gas market remains stable due to new supply channels and shifting consumption habits. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new index ranking Israel among prosperous countries as some traditional economic powerhouses see their standings drop. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that vast data focusing on AI infrastructure is now valued at $30 billion after a significant funding round. This move underscores Israel's growing role in the AI sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.